three men on a rowboat going fishing after quite a few beers and no fish were rowing towards shore. And as men are wont to do who have been lubricated by alcohol, they said, you know what, guys? We should get closer. Why don't we share some of our weaknesses, some of our faults? And one guy says, I'll start. I'm a cheater on my taxes. I cheat in my business. I rip people off because I want their money. Another guy goes, you know what? I just like to hurt people. I don't like it. I'm going to change it. But that's what I do. I gamble also. The third guy began to row faster and looked a little fidgety. And they said, well, what about you? What do you want to say? He says, well, I hate to say it, but I love to gossip, and I can't wait to get back to shore. Gossip is something that we enjoy at the expense of others. There's a difference about telling things in order to share information, even to help someone, expressing concern, and then we know the delicious temptation of sharing information which is damaging to someone at their expense. As an example of why we don't always know what we do or who people are, I want to underline today that we celebrate the feast day of Ukrainian martyrs. As you know, in March of 1946, the Ukrainian Catholic Church was declared illegal by the Soviet Union, and over 3 million people either had to leave the church or go to Siberia. Every one of our bishops ended up in Siberia and died, except Cardinal Patriarch Joseph Slipy, who came out after 18 years. Many priests, their wives, children, lay people, men and women, married and single, went to Siberia and died. And I think how often when we gossip, we see a moment in a person's life and we try to define them at that particular moment. Oh, he's a thief. Oh, he's an alcoholic. He's a person who tries to hurt other people, meanwhile not realizing how we take joy in another person's pain. And not realizing that this particular weakness is a point in a person's life, and they may end up giving their life for Christ, or they may end up giving their life for you. The very person that we try to minimize to one point in their life has a whole future in Christ ahead of them. In the campaign that is coming up for president, you will hear people making fun of rich people. I never understood why. Aren't people people, whether they have a lot of money, a little money, whatever situation they are, whether they're teachers, parents, or students, aren't we all people that need care and concern? Don't rich people realize the value of true friendship, true loyalty, and people who really love them? During this campaign and during the rest of this summer, try to ask yourself the question, when you feel the temptation to gossip, are my words going to be helpful to someone, or will they be hurtful to someone? Who is this person called to be by Christ, and am I helping them? We know the joy, which is not a good joy, of sharing information about someone. When you feel that in your heart, stop and say, how can I phrase this? Or should I even say this? How can I say it so it will help someone achieve a good life or change a bad habit to become a good person? May God give us the wisdom to use our lips and our words to heal and never to hurt. Slava Isusu Hristu!